Welcome to the Liquid Gamer Hero Heads Meaningless Activity Podcast. still a little under the weather, but I'm going to keep this going as long as possible. And I have a throat lozenge in my mouth that was as I speak. So if you hear it clicking against my teeth, I apologize. But you're going to keep going on. And today we're talking about probably one of my top, well, at least top 10. There's not that many Christmas movies that are good. Definitely my top 10 holiday films, which would be The Santa Claus. And believe it or not, there's a lot of mixed reviews on this movie. Even though it is certified fresh at a 74% on the tomato meter, the audience score is low at a 65%, but it keeps it over the 50% range, so it is still A-OK, I guess. The critics' consensus for this film: The Santa Claus is utterly undemanding, but it's firmly rooted in the sort of good old-fashioned holiday spirit missing from too many modern Yuletide films. I don't know why that term Yuletide has been coming up so much. As you see, we keep going back and forth from Disney Plus to Netflix, Disney Plus to Netflix for this holiday run. And this movie's on both. So, but I am labeling it as a Disney Plus film. Originally released in theaters on November 11th of 1994, The Santa Claus stars Tim Allen from television sitcom stardom in his big screen debut. With this light, family-friendly holiday comedy, Allen stars as Scott Calvin, the divorced dad of Charlie. Scott is distressed to learn that his ex-wife Laura and Charlie's psychiatric stepfather Neil have informed his son that there is no Santa Claus. While Charlie visits his dad on Christmas Eve, a noise on the roof brings them outside, where Scott startles the intruder, who tumbles off the roof, apparently dies, disappears, whatever, Yoda's. And it turns out that that was Santa, and Scott just killed him. And because of the legal technicality known as the Santa Clause, which is really the name of the movie, Scott inherits Santa's job. And as the year passes, he starts to grow into the physical appearance of Santa, even though the person that fell off the roof didn't look like Santa. He was skinny. He goes through several changes and becomes Santa. The director, John Pasquin, previously directed the TV series Home Improvement and would team up again with him in 1997's Jungle to Jungle. Released by the Buena Vista Distribution Company, also known as Disney. So, believe it or not, there are quite a few negative reviews on this movie from the, the famous top critics in the world. So, let's hear them. And we like to call them
Rotten Reviews.
Something new I'm trying. We'll see how that... see what you think of that. Doing little segue audios. You know, Tim Allen, I think, is hilarious. His brand of humor, it's very natural. His acting style is very... like, unforced. It just comes out very natural. And that's one thing I don't know if my voice is getting worse or better. I don't know if that's why I love this movie so much, or if it's just because I like the idea of the movie. But not everybody does. Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, "Like most modern fantasies, the Santa Claus isn't very clear about the rules governing Scott's new powers." Gave the whole film a 2 out of 4. Because there weren't enough rules about his powers. Okay. The New Yorker, quote, "Tim Allen's talent for dry, regular guyness fails to kindle Disney's sappy big-screen Yule log." Oh, if I never have to hear Disney's sappy big-screen Yule log again, I'll be happy. How dare he play a male guyness character? It's Tim Allen. That's his whole shtick. Time Magazine, quote, "You can get the same emotional and imaginative kick staying home and rereading your Christmas cards." My Christmas cards are lame, okay? I don't know what this guy gets. I don't get funny Christmas cards. Film Inquiry, quote, "The Santa Claus is a failure as a holiday movie. It promotes negative aspects of the season and attempts to have you cheer for disgusting, irritating people." Who are you cheering for? The divorced father who just became Santa Claus? Disgusting is a really, really, really strong word as far as my knowledge of the English vocabulary. That's a big one. Disgusting. Wow. Disgusting people in this movie. Philadelphia Daily News. What's with Philadelphia? Quote, "Is it just me, or is the whole idea on the sick side? Imagine how uncomfortable this jolly little yarn would be for divorced parents and their children. 1.5 out of 4. Wow. I am a child of divorce. And I watched this movie with my divorced parent. And in no way was it uncomfortable for me. If anything, seeing divorcees and the idea of a step-parent being not in line with a maternal parent on a screen made it comfortable for me. It makes you feel like you're not the only one going through certain things. It makes you feel like you're not the only one who isn't in a difficult spot. So for you to say that, Philadelphia Daily News, you obviously have no idea what it's like to be a child of divorce and to not see you represented on the screen appropriately. And I think Charlie's angst is actually from that, you know, from being a child of divorce and dealing with separation and dealing with things that you, Philadelphia Daily News, know nothing about. So I don't think the movie's on the, quote, sick side. I think it's on the, quote, real side. And I think it actually makes it a little bit more, you know, true to form as far as what it's like, and it puts it in a funny situation. So you need to calm down. Now, not every professional review is negative. Every now and then, some people in this sector say positive things. And we like to call those
reviews by people who went to school so they could watch movies for a living.
Again, I'm trying something new, okay? I'm trying to make it more... I'm trying to make this podcast a little bit more edgy. Chicago Tribune, Mr. Gene Siskel, quote, "A genial, lightweight entertainment." Okay. Well, that's putting it short and kind of being standoffish about your feelings. Seattle Times, quote, "This is Allen's movie debut, and it's easy to see why his show is a rating smash. There's an effortless quality to his humor, but it's also got a quietly urgent edge to it." Sorry, I can't read. Orlando Sentinel, quote, "I was surprised to find the Santa Claus rather easier to take than anticipated. What did you go in thinking?" Well, that wasn't nearly as awful as I thought it would be. Radio Times, quote, "Tim Allen made his feature debut in this engaging Yuletide comedy." There's Yuletide again. "Which is likely to appeal the whole family and brims over with plenty of good ideas." People Magazine, quote, "This is the most playfully amusing, intentive new cinematic Christmas fable in several decades." Baltimore Sun, quote, "Allen's foray into the real world after his transformation begins is the funniest part of the movie." All right, one more. From the South Florida Sun Sentinel, quote, "A funny, warm, and inventive Christmas film that proves seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing." Well, that was, you know, if I could rate reviews, ugh, what a world we would be in. Oh, it would be so magical. That would have been the lamest review I've ever read. Speaking of reviews I'm about to read, we are going to read the longest review ever, which I like to do, and we call that
the longest review ever.
I know, I'm not creative when it comes to these things. All right, so I'm going to take a little drink of water, because I don't like cutting. I like doing one take of me painfully talking while painfully talking on the longest review ever. Quote, "At the time of this film's release, Tim Allen was on the fire and could do no wrong. He had the number one movie, with this one, of course, topped the New York Times best-selling list, and had the number one show on television. And this happened within the time span of 1 week. Like, imagine how improbable that is for one person in their entire lifetime. Now imagine that it happened to the one person in one span of a week." No, I was kidding. "Whatever you may think of Allen, and I'll certainly get into that." Oh no, maybe I picked the wrong one. "It's certainly a very impressive feat, no matter how you slice it. As far as Tim Allen is concerned, I'll be honest. I never liked the guy that much to begin with. I mean, yes, I certainly enjoyed Home Improvement in parts, but Tim's character and performances were all very similar from one another. And the nature of sitcoms at least in the past, were to blame. No actual effort was put into legitimate character development. They just rely on the same old tired jokes about Al's mom's weight. Or time grunting like an ape. Or Tim hitting his head on a pipe every time he went to the basement. And see, I laughed at that because I just pictured it. I'm sorry. I'm obviously a much lower class than this person. And continuing with the honesty, Tim Allen never did much for me as a comedic actor. I'm not saying he was bad or anything. Like, there were certain lines, how he delivered them with fairly quick timing that made me laugh, but I find Tim to be a little bland, honestly. And he seems like one of those guys that's putting on an act, like Kevin James, where he might seem likable in his movies, but he's really a major a-hole to his fans if they ever got to meet him. With that said, the movie was perfectly... Let me just stop real quick. I read these the way it is, except for when they cuss. I might pull out the bleep button, or, you know, I will condense it. I read that correctly. The movie was perfectly, okay? I don't know what they mean. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming that's a mistype. All right, we'll continue. I'm sorry. Quote. My thing with Christmas movies is that, realistically, a great percentage of them, like, say, 80%, are absolutely no effing good. And this one isn't any different, but, at the very least, by the very low standard of Christmas movies, this one, an outright masterpiece. Even if it's an average movie by everyone else's standards. The concept, actually, is a fairly good one when you take into consideration that this boils down to a corny Christmas movie. I'm sure you all have heard of this film by now, so let's not bore you with the details. Thank God. Tim Allen kills Santa Claus, and he has take over the job. Simple and to the point. I will say, though, that my favorite part of the movie were when Tim first takes the job and how angry he is at the whole thing. The whole concept of a cynical Santa Claus, done later to much better effect in Bad Santa, was a good one. But they obviously couldn't run with it, seeing that this was a Disney movie after all. And they wanted a family-friendly affair. No affair is family-friendly. The more the film... The more the film settles into a standard family movie, the more spark that it loses. There's a subplot here where Tim's sons... I hate how he keeps calling him Tim. Because then he flips it. You'll see. Here where Tim's son's mother and stepfather feel that Scott, Tim's character, feels that he is a negative influence on his own son. All because of the fact that he pretends that he is Santa Claus. They want Charles. Oh, I don't think he's ever called Charles, is he? They want Charles, the son, to grow up with a grounded look at reality, where his imagination isn't allowed to run wild. Essentially, they don't want the kid to believe in Santa Claus. It's about as absurd as it can get. But it's how they chose to tell their story. I mean, would any parent out there really hold that against someone? To the point that they actually want visitation rights taken away because of it? It's ridiculous. But, again, that's where they wanted their story to be like. The film looks at how Scott's slow transformation to Santa Claus affects him and those around him. It's simple, but it's sporadically entertaining. I think they meant sporadically. They spelled it wrong. There comes a point where, after Scott has his visitation rights revoked, that he kidnaps, perhaps not violently, but he does kidnap his own son. And the fact that, at the end, the fact was so grievously ignored was something to see. It doesn't matter if the guy is Santa or not. Kidnapping is still kidnapping, even if the son wants to go with him. Again, Disney movie, so they couldn't explore the actual consequences of Scott's actions. They just wave their magic wand and do away with whatever Scott may have done. The acting is solid. Like I said, Alan gives off the appearance of being likable, and that does a lot to help the movie. The little kid who plays his son isn't really that good, but you can't really expect much. Yes, you can. He didn't have a lot of lines. The rest of the cast is fine. Particularly David Krumholtz, who was already really good at this stage, and he was only like 16 when the movie came out. But the majority of the movie is about Tim and his son, so none of the supporting characters really get that much of a chance to shine. The movie has the typically corny Christmas ending, where everyone ends up happily ever after. So if that's your cup of tea, then this movie will be right up your alley. As far as I'm concerned, this movie is nothing but average at best. It's better than I would have expected, but not by much. You just said it was average at best, but now it's better than I would have expected. Alright, whatever. I guess he doesn't expect average. I'm sure this will be a bigger hit with a large family than it would with just me. So take that into consideration. Wouldn't recommend it, but there's worse ways to spend a night. Oh. There are a lot worse ways to spend a night. You're right. Oh, end quote. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Here's another quote from the audience. Quote, Tim Allen brings the comedy in Disney's The Santa Claus. This is a good old-fashioned Disney family film that puts a new spin on the Santa Claus tale for the 90s. There are laughs aplenty for all ages, but it does tend toward the children. And there's some hokiness to the plot, but if you can get past that, there's a charming story here. While there's still a bit of silliness to it, The Santa Claus is a solidly entertaining film with heart. One more quote. A thoroughly, whew, I'm having a rough time here. A thoroughly enjoyable Christmas movie. Okay, it's not in the league of Home Alone, but Alan is very likable as the lead, and it's fun seeing him develop into Santa. The kid is a little annoying, but I could forgive the schmaltz cause. It's tailored for a certain time of year. Feel good fun. All right. Nobody liked the kid, apparently. Everyone, I think, has seen this movie. I think everybody who likes Christmas movies would say they like this movie, right? And if it's not in your top 10 Christmas movies, maybe you don't like Christmas movies, because it's different, you know? And it's funny. It's legitimately funny. I watched it last week with my kids, who don't remember seeing it, so it kind of worked out. And everybody enjoyed it. I mean, it's a great movie. It really is. And Tim Allen is super funny. I don't know what everybody's problem is, but great movie, great times, good gaming, good streaming, good night.